Hello, welcome to your daily briefing. October the 31st, 2020. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to show us the way each day. You continue to allow us the privilege of seeing the path that is before us. And we ask today that you would continue to guide us in that path so that we might follow you closely and you only. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. In some of the past articles, some of the past daily briefings, I've been talking about the relationship of the United States of America with the papacy. Today, I'd like to share with you something of the relationship of the United States of America with the Holy See. Now, what I discovered is that I could find a very detailed description of that, not in the website of the Holy See, but in the website of the U.S. Department of State. That's right. The United States Department of State. So I went into that website and I found there a topic entitled U.S. Relations with the Holy See. Now let me say again, I'm reading from the U.S. Department of State. And the article here is updated on August the 27th, 2020. Let me remind you again, I'm reading from the U.S. Department of State website, and the title, U.S. Relations with the Holy See. Here goes the article. The Holy See is the universal government of the Catholic Church, and operates from Vatican City State, a sovereign, independent territory. Now let me pause here because I'm sure you know what sovereign means. They make up their own laws. They are not necessarily having to obey any other part of the government. They are sovereign. They are their own nation, as small a piece of land as it is. So let's do that again. The Holy See is the universal government of the Catholic Church and operates from the Vatican City, a sovereign, independent territory. The Pope is the ruler of both Vatican City State and the Holy See. The Holy See, as the supreme body of government of the Catholic Church, is a sovereign juridical entity under international law. Again is the word sovereign appearing there. So the Holy See now is that part of government that is described as sovereign. It is a Catholic sovereign government that is in control of all Catholics wherever they may be in the world. All right, continuing. The United States and the Holy See consult and cooperate on international issues of mutual interest, including human rights, peace, and conflict prevention, poverty eradication and development, environmental protection, and interreligious understanding. Since his inauguration, Pope Francis has acted as a global advocate for human dignity and justice, placing particular emphasis on the moral imperative of caring for the poor and the marginalized. Now, let me just give you a repeat of the list of the things that the United States and the Holy See consult concerning. They consult concerning international issues of mutual interest, human rights, peace and conflict prevention, poverty eradication, environmental protection, and interreligious understanding. Continuing, the United States and the Holy See enjoy a positive relationship that serves to amplify a global message of peace, freedom, and justice. The United States and the Holy See work together on shared priorities, such as promoting religious freedom and combating human trafficking. Now let me pause again to remind you that I'm reading from the U.S. Department of State website, under the subject, U.S. Relations Within the Holy See. Continuing. The United States maintained consular relations with the Papal States from 1798 to 1870. Diplomatic relations with the Pope in his capacity as head of the Papal States from 1848 to 1868, though not at the ambassadorial level. These relations lapsed in 1870 with the loss of all papal territories during the unification of Italy. And I'm sure you remember what happened then, all right? They lost the Papal States when the Pope was arrested and put in jail, and Italy took control, absolute control of the entire territory. Continuing. The Vatican City-State's territorial independence was re-established in the Lateran Treaty signed by Italy and the Holy See in 1929. Now, I'm not reading Great Controversy. I am reading from the U.S. Department of State website, and it's referring to the healing of the wound, but it doesn't call it that. It says the Vatican City-State's territorial independence was re-established. And remember now that in Revelation chapter 13, it talks about one of the heads received a wound, and then it was healed. Well, the State Department is here, and the State Department is not quoting scripture. I'm just telling you that that is what lines up with what we're seeing here. So the Vatican City-State territorial independence was re-established in the Lateran Treaty signed by Italy and the Holy See in 1929. From 1870 to 1984, the United States did not have diplomatic relations with the Holy See. Several U.S. presidents, however, designated personal envoys to visit the Holy See periodically and for discussion of international humanitarian and political issues. So even though we didn't have an official envoy from the U.S. to the papacy, each president would send his man to run things by the popes, the various popes. And notice now, that is from all the way down in 1870, all the way through to 1984. And the person who really began that close relationship again was Ronald Reagan. All right? Continue. The United States and the Holy See announced the establishment of diplomatic relations in 1984. And as I said just now, that was what was done by Ronald Reagan. All right. Now let's take a look at the Holy See's membership in international organizations. I'm still reading from the U.S. Department, U.S. State Department website. Here goes. This is now the Holy See's membership in international organizations. Number one, the Holy See and the United States both are members of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Number two, the Holy See also is an observer to a number of international organizations of which the United States is a member, including the United Nations, Organization of American States, and the World Trade Organization. So now you see that's a pretty detailed description of the relationship between the United States of America and the Holy See. And of course, there's a difference between the Holy See and the papacy. The papacy is the head of the church. The Holy See is a sovereign nation, meaning it is in control of all of the people who are a part of the Catholic Church. Now, that's important for you to understand. So that if you're living in a particular part of the world, if you're living in France and you're a Catholic, your primary allegiance is to, and you are Catholic, your primary allegiance is to the Holy See. Your secondary allegiance would be to the government of Canada or France or whatever nation in which you live. It is that serious. And as I said before, I just read from the U.S. Department of State, that first little article entitled U.S. Relations with the Holy See. Now, as if to reinforce what we just read, I went further, and I went to the Holy See page, also on the U.S. Department of State website. So the first thing that you see is you'll see the U.S. relations with the Holy See. And then there's another page, another place where on the U.S. Department of State website, it describes the Holy See. Here's what that says. Secretary Pompeo's meeting with Holy See Secretary of State Cardinal Parolin and Secretary for Relations with State Archbishop Gallagher occurred on October the 1st, 2020. Now let me read that again for you. And I'm doing this slowly because I want you to go find it, but I also want you to listen to what it's saying here. This is the page on the U.S. Department of State, the heading of it, Holy See. And one of the articles is entitled following, Secretary Pompeo's meeting with Holy See Secretary of State Cardinal Parolin and Secretary for Relations with State Archbishop Gallagher. That is the first heading that you come to. And of course, it is dated October the 1st, 2020. Here's that little article. Secretary of State Michael R. Pompeo met today with Holy See Secretary of State Cardinal Pietro Parolin and Secretary for Relations with State's Archbishop Paul Gallagher in Vatican City. Secretary Pompeo, Cardinal Parolin, and Archbishop Gallagher discussed the importance of defending religious freedom and other human rights issues and expressed particular concern about the situation in China. Now, I am pretty sure that you probably haven't seen that on CNN or Fox News or MSNBC or any of the other television stations. But that meeting took place at the beginning of this month. And that is the Secretary of State. The meeting did not take place in the White House. The meeting took place in the Vatican. And here are the things that they discussed. They discussed the importance of defending religious freedom and other human rights issues and expressed particular concern about the situation in China. Now, I don't know if you remember hearing me dealing with the subject of religious freedom and the fact that the whole concept of religious freedom is being redefined. So if Pompeo, who's Secretary of State, is over in the Vatican discussing religious freedom, you know it's not the kind of religious freedom that this nation started out as. This is an entirely different agenda. Continuing. The Secretary thanked the Cardinal and Archbishop for the Holy See's call for an end to the suffering in Venezuela. On the Middle East, they underscored the need for urgent reform in Lebanon, welcomed international humanitarian assistance to the Lebanese people, and discussed the recent agreements to normalize relations between Israel and the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, historic breakthroughs for peace in the Middle East, as well as the situation in Belarus. So now we have a coming together, or at least an attempt to come together between Israel and the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. And of course, you know, they've spent a lot of time, the Jews and the Arabs have been fighting. The Jews and the Muslims have been fighting for a long time. But now, the Secretary of State of the United States of America is in the Vatican discussing that issue. That's one of the issues that he was there discussing. And when did he go there? He went there on October the 1st. That would have been the first of this month. So I thought I'd take a further look at some of the other things that Pompeo has been involved in. And I came down and I found another article. Same website, U.S. Department of State. And the heading is Travel to Greece, Italy, the Holy See, and Croatia, September the 27th through October the 2nd. Here's that article. Secretary of State Michael Pompeo travels to Greece, Italy, the Holy See, and Croatia, September the 27th through October the 2nd. In Greece, Secretary Pompeo met with Prime Minister Mitsotakis and Foreign Minister Dendias to renew our shared commitment to advance security, peace, and prosperity in the Eastern Mediterranean and celebrate the strongest U.S.-Greek relationship in decades. In Thessalonica, the secretary signed a bilateral science and technology agreement and hosted energy sector business leaders for a discussion to highway energy diversification and infrastructure projects in Greece. In Crete, the secretary visited a naval support activity in Soda Bay to underscore the strong U.S. security partnership with NATO. In Rome, the secretary met with Prime Minister Conte and Foreign Minister Di Maio to discuss the U.S.-Italy bilateral relationship, COVID-19 responses, and our efforts to confront shared responsibility and security threats and promote regional stability. The secretary delivered remarks at the U.S. Embassy to the Holy See. Now, of course, they have an embassy, okay? There is something called the U.S. Embassy to the Holy See. So, the secretary delivered remarks at the U.S. Embassy to the Holy See symposium on advancing and defending religious freedom through diplomacy on September the 30th. Again, they are discussing religious freedom. Again, let me say that the definition, the defining of that term has changed considerably. Continuing. In Vatican City, Secretary Pompeo met with Secretary of State Cardinal Parolin and Secretary of Relations with State Archbishop Gallagher. On October the 2nd, Secretary Pompeo traveled to Croatia to meet with Prime Minister Plenković, Foreign Minister Radman, and Defense Minister Banožić. The leaders discussed opportunities for closer cooperation between the United States and Croatia in key areas of mutual concern, including defense cooperation, the growing U.S.-Croatia investment relationship, and Croatia's strong efforts to advance Western Balkan integration. So now there are two articles. And it's all out there. I mean, they're not hiding this. This is on the U.S. Department of State website. First article we read had to do with the U.S. relations with the Holy See. Then we saw a definition of what that Holy See is and how it works together with us and the kind of discussions that we have with them. And one of the big discussions that keep coming up all the time is religious freedom. And of course, I want you to know that, as I said before, there's an obvious redefinition of that terminology. Now, there are a lot more articles there, but I just thought I would choose these three, and let me quickly give you the last one. Also on the U.S. Department of State website, published September the 30th, 2020, the title, The United States and the Holy See, Promoting Religious Freedom and Defending Human Dignity. Now, that's a big one. So in each one of these articles, and every time he starts to talk with the papacy, every time Pompeo sits down with Francis, the concept of religious freedom comes up. Here's some of that article. On the issues of human dignity and religious freedom, these issues that transcend everyday politics, on the enduring struggle of the individual's right to believe and worship, we must, and I know we will, march together. Now that's what U.S. Secretary of State Pompeo said on October the 2nd, 2019. Here's a couple other paragraphs. Secretary Pompeo will visit Vatican City and participate in a symposium, Advancing and Defending International Religious Freedom Through Diplomacy, hosted by the U.S. Embassy to the Holy See on September the 30th. During his visit, the Secretary will meet with Vatican Secretary of State Parolin and Secretary for Relations Gallagher. Now that's a very serious matter. And I will continue to take a look at this and to share it with you, because this is extremely important. Now, as I said before, nobody is reporting on this, and nobody is publishing it anywhere. And I'm sure that both the Vatican and the White House are quite comfortable with the fact that people don't seem to realize the importance of these meetings. But the interesting thing that keeps coming up every time, is the concept of religious freedom. Now, you and I know what they mean when they say that. And all you have to do is look at some of the laws that have been passed and some of the decisions that have been made by the Supreme Court with regard to religious freedom in the very recent past. Decisions that imply that if I have a store somewhere and I am the person who owns the store, it has nothing to do with the church now, and I've got like 200 or 300 employees, I can make a decision about whether or not I'm going to cover the health of my employees on something that I, as an individual, do not agree with religiously. So if I object to something, then I am not going to cover you on that matter. You will have to pay for yourself. And what they mean by religious freedom is that I have the freedom to decide what I am going to cover you for and what I'm not going to cover you for. And that's just a small slice of the direction in which we're heading. Now, of course, you know, Revelation chapter, 13, verse 16 says that no man will be able to buy or sell except he has the mark of the beast or the number of his name. So in other words, for you to get full coverage, you have to have that mark. You have to agree with me theologically. Otherwise, then you're on your own. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you continue to reveal to us the direction in which we're heading. We thank you that you've shown us clearly what this is about. We've seen that that beast that comes up out of the earth, that has two horns like a lamb, has begun to speak as a dragon. And we ask you, Lord, that you would give us the strength and courage necessary so that we might stand with and for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your daily briefing, October the 31st, 2020.